June 16. The neighborhood, a large field of work. Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Luke chapter 8, verse 39. The fields are opening everywhere, calling for the living preacher. At home and abroad are openings that there seems no way to fill. Yet there is a large number who have the light of truth, and if these would do all in their power to give light to others, how much might be accomplished? All cannot be preachers of the word, but in their own homes all might do something for Christ. They could do a good work among their neighbors. If they would put their minds and hearts to the work, they might devise plans by which they could be useful in a small way, whatever their position. There are ever-increasing opportunities for usefulness. The providential openings for the Word of God to be presented demand our offerings of time and intellect and money, gifts large and small, as God has prospered us, to make a way for the truth in the dark places of the earth, to set up the standard of righteousness, and to advance the interests of the kingdom of Christ. The heavenly angels are waiting to unite with the human agent, that many souls may hear and be impressed by the Holy Spirit and be converted. We have long been looking and waiting for the coming of the Lord, but are we doing all in our power to hasten his coming? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. While the Lord is ever working, while all heaven is engaged in the work on earth to draw men to Christ and repentance, what are the human agents doing to be channels of light, that they may cooperate with the divine agencies? Are they daily inquiring, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Are they practicing self-denial as Jesus did? Are they deeply stirred, their hearts drawn out in prayer to God, that they may be receiving of his grace, the Holy Spirit of God, that they may have wisdom to work with their ability and their means to save souls that are perishing out of Christ? Review and Herald, May 16, 1893.